Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. And this is Tariq joining you along with Karan, who is very perturbed because we are joining you for a very special episode in the middle of the World Cup qualifying playoffs, the last remaining ones to decide the final places for Russia 2018. But Karan, before we dive into what is really been worrying for you, let us quickly go through the results. The European playoffs, we still have Denmark to take on Republic of Ireland, but Northern Ireland lost to Switzerland 1-0 at home. Crucial advantage to the Swiss. Croatia, impressive result against Greece, 4-1. And of course, now coming to the result that we want to talk about, Karan, the result that has thrown into doubt for the first time with any sort of possibility that we might be looking at a 2018 World Cup without the Azzurri, because last night in Stockholm it was Sweden 1, Italy 0, and now it becomes a do or die battle in Milan for the Italian national team, who might be missing out, by the way, in the World Cup for the first time since 1958. Like you mentioned yesterday, you were speaking to your granddad, and even he doesn't really remember the last time they were not there.
Exactly, that pretty much says it all. In fact, what he told me was, I kind of described Italy's flight right now, and what he said was, not to worry, Italians always tend to, play their best when everybody has question marks over them, and that's been the case since the 60s. So the fact that even he is getting proved wrong shows how poor Italy has been.
just to bring in something here, that the last time they did not make it, which was in 1958 when the World Cup incidentally was in Sweden, in their history of Italian football and its social impact, a couple of Italian writers wrote that Italy stopped being part of the football aristocracy and took up a place amongst the semi-peripheral countries. That's how they felt about the great Italian team of the late 30s and then the early 50s falling out of the world scene. That could be happening here because we are seeing a generation of players who have not been able to quite live up to expectations because, let's face it, they were poor in their qualifying group.
Definitely. I mean, like I said in one of the previous episodes, right? They finished second in their group. There's no shame in finishing second to a team like Spain, who definitely are a world-class outfit. But it's the manner in which they've gone about their performances in the other games. This one has been extremely concerning from the beginning. The fact that teams that they encounter, with the exception of Spain in the group, weren't really going to threaten them, kind of like painted over the cracks for Ventura quite a bit. And I think the most damning performance for Ventura during the earlier qualifying round was that game in Madrid, where he pretty much decided to play a 4-2-4 formation against a Spanish team, which absolutely massacred them that night.
All right. And speaking of Ventura, we're talking about somebody, who in the list of incompetent Venturas might now go past the pet detective, because we are looking at somebody who is being roundly criticized for using tactics that are far too outdated, not being really up to standards in terms of the modern game. Is that what is going to sound Italy's death knell here?
That's definitely. I mean, I wouldn't say that that's the only reason. There are a lot of issues facing Italian football, which we have discussed in episodes in the past. But this is definitely one of the more prominent reasons, without a doubt. The fact that Conte, who was basically at the helm prior to Ventura, pretty much got so much out of pretty much a similar Italian side, and we actually saw their performance in the Euros last year, where a pretty ordinary Italian side, he was able to actually get them to perform better than the sum of their parts.
Except teach them how to take penalties, but sure. I mean, he did. Which is a traditional Italian problem.
And the traditional German, problem where they're never going to lose those. But, the performance against Spain in the Euros last year was phenomenal. Tactically, absolutely. It was a tactical masterstroke by Conte in that particular game. The issue is that it's along with the tactics, it's also Ventura's team selections that are extremely, questionable. Last night, for example, he decided to go with the 3-5-2 formation. He did away with the 4-2-4 after the game in Madrid. But again, you have to look at the personnel that he's using over there. I took a look at the starting 11 in the middle of the park, and I was thinking, okay, where exactly is the creativity going to come from? Where exactly are we going to score goals? The back three, fine, they need to choose themselves a goalkeeper. Let's face it, nobody's going to push him out. But in midfield, with the exception of Verratti, who on paper is the creative spark that Italy have, he was non-existent in the game. Other than that, you have De Rossi and Bangolo, who are not really the most creative of players. So again, where exactly are we going to score goals from? And up front, you have Benmati and Immobile, who, to be fair, are definitely good players. I wouldn't say they're good players, but they are more goal poachers. They're not going to create for themselves. So where exactly are they going to create from? All Italy did yesterday was, just kept crossing the ball left and center, and just hoping. It was more like, hit and hope kind of scenario where they just prayed that somebody would just get on the back of it. And with the exception of probably Belotti's header very early in the game,
which was a terrific chance, a fantastic cross from Darmian on the left, and should have probably scored there with the amount of time and space he had.
True, exactly. With the exception of that, at no point of time did any of those crosses ever threaten the Swedish defence. And another point to be taken into consideration here is Belotti and Immobile, though technically not the worst in the air, they are never going to threaten 6-foot Swedish defenders.
All right. And so, Karan, I mean, this episode is going to have currency only for 3 days, because in 3 days they meet in Milan again, and that's do or die. Quick word from you on how you see this panning out at the San Siro.
That's definitely a million-dollar question right there, because we can make all the analysis that we want, but Ventura is still going to go ahead with what he knows best, apparently. But I think one thing that they need to do is switch to a 4-3-3, play Insigne, who it's been brutally obvious that this season he's been the best player in Italy. The way he's been performing for Napoli is still phenomenal. So the 4-3-3 is extremely suitable to him. Maybe bring on somebody like Bernardeschi, who is definitely an unknown quantity in world football, but he can play multiple positions, can add the creator spark. Bernardeschi anyways going to be missing for the second leg. Coming back to another point that I would want to make, one thing that the Italians seemed extremely hell-bent on last night, more than playing football, was making sure that they got a few of the Swedish players yellow cards so that they could miss the second. They were just falling over like they were shot from a long-range rifle or something like that.
Okay, but let's face it, the stark reality for Italy is that they have to score in Milan if they have to have any chance of progressing through to the World Cup, and that will be the most crucial aspect, that can Italy score, or can they credibly threaten to score?
True, in fact, let's not ignore the possibility of this maybe even going to penalties.
I was thinking exactly that. In fact, I'm placing my wagers on it going to a penalty shootout in Milan.
Yeah, and listen, we know how Italians are. I think it all boils down to this. Ventura has to get his tactics more to a present-day scenario as opposed to these, old-school tactics. I honestly feel that at times, that probably Catenaccio might seem like the latest revelation to him in football. So I don't know. So it's a huge question mark, and I think we really, really have to start getting acclimatized to the fact that this very well could be, Gigi's last game for the national team.
All right, and we could be parting like it's 1958, because there is no Italy in the World Cup, or not parting, as the case might be.
And in fact, honestly, at one point of time during the game last night, I felt that the only way that Italy were going to actually break down the Swedish defense down the middle was if a player who actually announced his retirement 2 days earlier was Pavel.
I was thinking of asking you that, should they ask Pirlo to actually make a guest appearance in Milan?
I can still guarantee that he would actually provide a lot more than the current block.
Right. We will see how that goes, and we will bring you our analysis and postmortem of that, either ways, whether Italy make it or not, and of course the breakdown of the entire World Cup draw as well when it is announced on Soccer Sense. As of now, this is all the time we have. You can find us on Audio Boom on our channel, that is Soccer Sense. And you can also look up on Twitter for us. We are at SenSoccer, and send in your comments, questions, and whatever else you'd like to talk about in football. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And Karan, pray for the Azuri.
I